Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. You know I'm trying to please to
what's
the
up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. What's going on, everybody? I hope you're having a great day. And certainly, the markets are just totally in a totally comatose. No interest, no desire, no nothing. They continue to, you know, grind and grind and grind. And of course, this is always a sign. At this stage, we would consider it a potential sign of the top. Again, we're not going to predict that this would be the top of the market, but it is a sign that the top of the money, the top of the market is in. But more importantly, we would assume a market to getting ready to break out. And, you know, I think you'll see this market break out one way or the other. Again, we're not predicting up or down. I think the probability would be more down than up. But again, there's no accounting for, you know, what is next and what could happen. Because I think one of the things you have to realize is that markets will do what markets are going to do. And, you know, you can think it's the top, and there's certainly a lot of logic around this being the top. But, you know, there's no rationality behind the overall market. Okay. You know, it's like, you know, if you look at, you know, many of the products that are trading, you know, if you look at crude oil on Wednesday, right? Crude oil was down, you know, almost $3. You know, huge move. Now, we expect it to go lower, but certainly I don't expect days like that. I think that, you know, the markets themselves are getting a little goofy, but this is part of trading. It's not, you know, it's not like, oh my God, it's never happened before. It happens all the time. It just, what do you do with it? How do you handle it when it does happen? And what are you prepared for? So if you look at your overall trading life, if you look at your overall investing life and you go, okay, so how do I handle it? Well, the first thing is, you know, you're prepared for the market to do anything. You know, typically we obviously, you know, our portfolios always should lean towards the long side. And you know, if you're hedged, then there's nothing to worry about. But from an investing standpoint, you know, you look for value no matter what the markets are doing. We know that this irrational behavior, all right, and certainly if you don't want to talk about price being irrational, you know, where we are right now in the markets, if you don't want to talk about, you know, overvaluations, okay, which is fine. Again, I'm not telling you that one thing is correct and one thing is not correct, but what I am saying to you is that we have to always recognize that things will happen in a period of time that don't make sense necessarily. And this is, I think, something that we miss out on and investors especially, because they become emotional. That look, the markets are simply popping up here, they're holding tight, and they've lost all their range. Well, let's break it down. Right? We've got no volume. Right? So what does no volume mean? Well, no volume would tend to lean towards that the commercial investors, the bigger investors, are not involved right now. That would be the lean. Now, again, I'm not saying that's the 100% way, but that would be your thinking should be, why is volume drying up? Okay. Because if the commercials were playing, then volume would be higher. So right now, the volume appears to be coming from the retail trader. Now, if we go back in history, the retail trader is almost never right. Okay, because retail always waits until it's too late to get in or get out. So if we look at it that way and we see the lack of volume, so we see the retailers are doing the trading right now or the buying, and that's why you can't get this fervor or this big breakout. Now, you got to understand that we have been up basically, 10 of the last 12 days or something like that. But then you go, okay, great. But then if you look at the way we've been up, which has been, you know, grinding without any real action, that would indicate, you know, that it's, again, it's more of a retail rally and would more than indicate that the potential top of the market's in. Now, again, we're not going to predict it. We're not going to get short for it. Why? Well, because we know that even though that's our thought process, that there's no real evidence that that they're going to break down here. What we're really looking at now is the risk versus the reward of, okay, yes, if we can go up, but how much can we go up versus how much could you go down? Well, just in a natural process, you know, ups, we've seen that basically, other than a couple of days, the big up days have been, you know, 50, 60 points. And we've seen the down days are down in the 200s. So that should give you a little bit of an idea of a potential breakdown anyways of what's going to happen. Now, again, I'm not saying that that's exact, but that's really what you look at. And when you get to what we would consider an upper level, then the upper level would indicate that the next move would be down. And just like if we were at a lower level, we would consider it to be up. So yeah, the risk reward, I think, plays out to the downside. Everything out there plays out to the downside for right now. But again, it's not something that you can act actively on here, because otherwise you can just get ground down. Because the grind in the market right now, the grind that we have going on, is makes it more of a challenge to trade anyways. You know, this is where, you know, if you're trading in the option world, you're doing things like that, that the grind of no trade makes it a much bigger challenge, because the lack of activity, the lack of trade brings in, you know, the collapse of options, the unwinding of premium. And again, there's very little premium to begin with. But if you take out the rest of it, you don't get the movement. It's harder to make substantial money in here. And that comes back to, you know, the way the markets look. And again, we're not telling you that we're going to do anything other than what we're doing. Because, you know, just because I say so doesn't mean the market's going to change today. But it's something that you need to keep an eye on at all times, depending on how active you are. Now, if you're investing, then it's that you shouldn't be even watching. All right. You should be invested and hedged. And speaking of hedging, next week starts our last hedging class. And of course, not only is it the last class until October, but also after this round, there'll be an increase. And of course, we've got the software to go with it. Certainly, if you're interested, you should check it out at BubbaTrading.com. But to also remember that, you know, try, you know, books on tape, or actually books on your phone. It's really cool. And, you know, we've been listening and had the new book Fed Up by our friend Danielle DiMartino Booth, and called Fed Up. And it's on Audible Books. And if you want to help me out, you can go to audibletrial.com/TheBubbaShow and get a free book and check it out, because it's really cool. I use it all the time. And make sure that you download the show every day at libertytalk.fm, as well as the Sporting Edge on the weekends with Xander. And of course, this week they've got Anthony Grant, the head coach at Dayton basketball team, NCAAs. If you're a fan, that's a great interview. And in the meantime, we're going to stop out here for a break and remind you that this is the Bubba Show. And of course, you can find out, you know, all the articles we write and everything else at BubbaTrading.com, as well as the hedging and the futures program. We'll be right back after the break with more of me, the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz coming right back after the break. Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. It's the Bubba Show. And of course, today we had the testimony of Comey. What did you think about the opening statement? I think that the opening statement really, you know, said, you know, showed that President Trump has been honest and forthcoming, you know, pretty much. And I think that, you know, you can kind of see it. And I think basically, you know, listen, he's a businessman and he's, I'm not saying that he's pure. Okay. But I am saying that I think that you can see that he's pretty much straight up. You know, again, he might be pompous. You might not like him. And nobody's telling you that you got to like him. All right. But he has been, I think, apparently fairly straight up. And I think that you're, you know, and he's actually, I think, told the truth most of the time. All right. And I think that that's something that, you know, you have to just, you know, understand. I mean, I think this is a big waste of time, in my opinion. You know, I don't care which side you sit on. I think this has really become the overall problem with government. You know, I think that they've become, you know, imbeciles because all that hearing was really was a big campaign stump. And of course, you know, if you're on the right, you kissed his ass and said what a great job he does. And if you're on the left, you ground him down or the other way around. I mean, again, this should not be a place for personal opinion. All right. This is supposed to be a hearing. All right. This is not a place for you to get your agenda out on national TV in a public hearing. And I think that, again, becomes more of the issues and problems that we're suffering in our country today is that these places, these venues, which are supposed to be for that are supposed to be for a hearing. Okay. You're supposed to be investigating what Comey says, what Comey did, investigating the president, if that's the case in this case, but it's not supposed to be a public agenda where I can, you know, talk about, you know, all the other crap I want to talk about and try to tie it into what's going on. And I think that, again, these are things that I think are wrong with this country. Again, I'm not criticizing America itself. I love it here. I think this is the best place on earth. However, I do believe that we've got many issues that can be contained and controlled and eliminated. But the first thing is you got to do is you got to put a muzzle on these jackasses. And again, I'm not picking on any one side, but, you know, to name the obviously the few that are just stupid and there's nobody dumber. Well, I can't say she's dumb. She's a multimillionaire. So she's, you know, Pelosi. But you really, I mean, I don't know that anybody could really listen to Nancy Pelosi and really believe what she says and buy into her stupidity. You know, I have a great issue dealing with people that could actually buy into to what she's saying. I mean, she's the same person who called Obamacare affordable. It's affordable. Now, again, we could do such a much better job across the board if we would get away from this stuff. But now, what do you think will get done in the next, you know, 2 to 4 years? Or 8 years, depending on if Trump either runs and gets reelected. But what don't you see a problem with a one side completely trying to not govern, but to get to create so much trouble for the president that he can't get anything done? And then, of course, you've got his own little backstabbers on the other side, you know, from the Republican Party. But don't you see the problem with this? And don't you realize the changes that need to be made? You know, what happened to the overall respect for the office of the president? You know, I think we've come too far into who's in there. I mean, there's been a lot of jackasses in there over the years. All right. Now, you know, you can say whatever you want, but there's been, you know, a lot of stuff going on over the years. And of course, listen, the president is just a man or a woman. You know, there will be a woman president at some point, but they're just a person like anybody else. I mean, you know, they're not just because they've gotten to the point of the presidency doesn't put them above everybody else as far as natural human reactions and things. I mean, maybe they should be. But again, you know, if you have the ego to want to be the president, You know, right? If you to want to be president, you have to have you have to be an egomaniac to begin with. Does anybody disagree with that? All right. You know, you don't just wake up one day and say, I'm going to be president. You got to have the president is like an athlete. You know, great athletes, Michael Jordan, LeBron James, and every other one. I mean, again, there's many of them, but they think on a different level to begin with. They act on a different level to begin with. You have to have to want to be the president of the United States. You have to have the ego, the size of the world, because of all of the ridiculous things that you have to go through. I mean, do you realize, you ever notice, you watch a president goes in, he's, you know, looks good, young, you know, not saying that Trump looks good or young or any of them, but I mean, look at Obama. He aged a lot when he was through office. And he didn't do a very good job as far as handling some of the other things. I think he sloughed off. But you look at these guys that go in and all the pressure that you're dealing with. So to put yourself in that position, you've got to want to be, you've got to have, again, the ego the size of Montana. And I just think that, you know, the country has lost its way in certain things. And this battle between the left and the right, this battle between, you know, where we are is become just really sad. I think it would be a better word for it. The sadness is that we, the middle class, are more the pinatas that are involved in the middle of all this stuff. And truthfully, what do they really do for us? Nothing. Okay. They do nothing for us. They torture us. They figure out ways to tax us. They figure out ways to get inside of our wallet. You know, why can't they figure out how to get inside of the walls of the rich? Right? And of course, the walls of the poor, they just take the entitlements. They don't care. So why is it that we stand for the beatdowns that we get when it comes to taxes, when it comes to money? Just like this debt ceiling come up again. Now, it's going to be this summer, and you know they're going to raise the debt ceiling, and we're going to have to pay for it, because what's going to happen is there's going to be some ridiculous thing that's going to be tied for the Republicans to get the debt ceiling raised. I guarantee the Democrats are going to put something ridiculous on the other side of that to make sure if they want it to be passed. Now, personally, I think they should shut the government down. Now, I'm sure I'll get a bunch of people yelling at me saying, oh, you're wrong, just like I was told in 08 when I said that they should let the banks go out of business. I'm wrong. Well, as it turns out, I was right, that they should let the banks go out of business. It's stupid. Again, I can't take this book. Believe me, if I came back in another life, I'd be a banker. You'd print money and not have to worry about losing it if I'm wrong. Are you kidding me? It's a joke. It is unfathomable what they do and what they get away with. So, we're going to end up paying for this crap again. And it's always the case. The American people, the middle class, pay for the flounderings of an administration and of politicians that could care less about you and me and what we do. And I think that becomes the bigger issue. And those things need to be settled at the voters' box. Okay, we need to be quit being sucked into the bullshit that they speak. This is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, and of course, go to audibletrial.com/the Bubba Show. audibletrial.com/the Bubba Show. Downloads a book, get some education. It actually great books right now. Fed Up by our friend Danielle DiMartino Booth, and also, hey, you want to get the conspiracy theory on the Fed, The Creature from Jekyll Island? Check that out. It's free at audiblebooks.com, audiblebookstrial.com /The Bubba Show. In the meantime, download the show every single day at libertytalk.fm. And don't forget to get the Sporting Edge on the weekends as well with Xander. And of course, as we've been mentioning, our last hedging course starts next week on the 14th. You can look that up at BubbaTrading.com. I urge you to check it out. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll see you back here right after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report.
bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, CNN, CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report.
Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz as we go to Rural Rally Radio to talk to today Mark Oppelt and talk about the grains, livestock, and the outside markets. Let's go to Rural Rally Radio right now. Here we go.
Horowitz, Bubba Trading to our program this morning. It's bubbatrading.com. Great website, by the way. Todd, happy Wednesday.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Hey, good to talk to you. It's could be an interesting day. I want to get to livestock a bit later here, but let's talk about this grain trade leading things off here. Is the market finally taking a look at this, the weather outlook, and trying to pay attention, starting to pay attention maybe?
Well, you know, Mark, I think that, you know, some money is flowing in. You know that I've been, you know, fairly confident and positive on the overall space anyways. And we had some nice moves up here. I think, you know, we saw they tried to take him down and they really couldn't sell him off. The only one that was in real trouble was the soybeans, and they've, you know, come back a little bit here. I think, you know, you're seeing some money come in here. And I think as I've been looking for all along, some outside money coming in to help push prices as well. So I think that that's more what I'd be looking at, is the way that the markets have been trading and holding. And of course they tried to sell, and once they couldn't succeed there, they pushed them higher. And I think we're going to see still higher prices. You might see a little bit of a pullback, you know, later today, but I think overall we're in the right direction and moving higher.
Yeah. So yeah, $4 December corn you have for a long time said, yeah, that's going to be not that big a deal to get over $4. Longer term, even more friendly to the new crop.
Yeah, no, I think I would expect to see probably mid fours before it's all done, and maybe possibly higher. You know, again, I'm looking at the formation of what's happening. I'm looking at, you know, if the economy is going to get better, you know, it'll create more demand, and plus the fact that I believe that the stock markets are going to have some selling pressure coming in here, and I think that money will come into the grains, and that's a great alternative spot. So if you look at all the things around, I think it only leads to better pricing, and I think that's what we're going to see going forward.
And November beans near the 940 level. I know, talking to you on a regular basis, that's kind of a level you want to take a look at and see how things perform around 940, for especially in nearby July.
100%. I need to see 940 breakout. Now, you know, I was a buyer of beans down in the, you know, 910, 911 area. You know, I assume we get a bounce, but the key part here will not be this bounce. The key is what's going to happen when they get to 940. They'll probably fail the first time, which is fine. Okay. It's how far will they pull back? And what we want to see from a charting standpoint is we want to see a higher low off the low we made at 909. The next way down, we want to see it to be higher than that. And that would indicate that some buyers are coming in and we could look to work our way higher.
So then, and then looking at wheat, just to close out the grain trade and your comments there, wheat higher here as mentioned, Chicago, Kansas City. Is there $5 in the cards there?
I think there's a mid-fives. I think the relationship between corn and wheat, which used to be a dollar consistently, I think will come back. And I think we're going to see like 550, 450. You know, I've been on wheat since it was 380. I think it looks good. It looks solid. And I'm understanding from a lot of my friends out there that there's a lot of troubles in a lot of areas and it's drying up, which would even create higher prices. But obviously, we'd like to see higher prices on full loads, right? Where we're just getting higher prices because we're getting higher prices, not because there's a weather or a problem.
Exactly. Now, we do have the crop update Friday morning at noon Eastern, 11 o'clock Chicago time. And one of that main features will be an update on wheat production. I know you don't follow those reports very long, more of a technical guy, but the average estimate is that we'll see a all wheat crop around 1.8 billion. And that, again, with that's what the bushels will show. Understand protein levels are way down.
Yeah, I understand it as well, and I think there's, again, there's some issues out there, but I think that, again, hopefully we can get through this and we can just see normal rising prices on real supply demand issues and on real growth throughout the country, which would create more need, and obviously with the weaker dollar right now, that should create some more export opportunities as well.
And real quick, before we do take a break here, just a real quick review of kind of how markets work for our listeners out there, that producers especially, they may be frustrating watching this market every day, hour by hour.
Well, you know, that's one of the things. You want to kind of stay away from that, especially if you're a farmer or a producer. There's no reason, because you're not going to sell it today anyways, most likely. It's really the best is to watch the market and watch the price action, because the money will always tell you what's going to go, where we're going. And when you think that a market should be going up and it's not, well, that's probably a problem. That means it's probably going to head lower, and you get in some of these patterns that, you know, just show you ahead of time. And the real key is to follow the money, watch for the support, and when you see markets going down and then they stop, that usually can help you, that indicate it's a bottom. The same on the way up, when they get to a certain spot and slow down, it usually means that they're going to pull back a little bit. And we don't want to chase markets, we want to let the markets come to us, whichever direction we're trying to be in.
Todd Horwitz giving his opening comments here this morning is Bubba Trading, BubbaTrading.com. Check out that website. Keep it handy. Lots of good information. Not done yet. We're going to come back and talk livestock with Todd. What a day. It ended yesterday. Setting up for today, interesting as well, in the outside markets. Todd Horwitz continues, and Bubba Trading as Commodity Wrap continues. Mike Troutman and Todd Horwitz. A triple play here this morning. It's Wednesday, June 7th, and Todd, turning to the livestock trade. Wow, what a last 20 minutes or half hour of trade yesterday. I'm not sure, well, if folks weren't tuning in to RFD-TV and rural radio during Market Day report yesterday, I don't know, it was about 9:45, 9:50 in the morning, Central Time. You looked at that livestock trade, the cattle and feeder cattle in the market. I just don't like it. And look what happens here. So I'm going to give you the kudos you deserve here. You called it about 4 hours, 3 hours before it happened.
Well, you know, again, this goes back to price action, and it was, we're really overextended here. Now, again, overall, they look pretty good, but that was when price just gets too far, you know, there's the old saying, high prices cure high prices, and we were kind of getting out of a ridiculous area. And I think what really happened, Mark, is that there was a lot of, I think there's a big firm or somebody who stuck pretty short in these markets. And that's what kind of drove price, which is not, as a farmer or producer, we don't want that to drive our price, because that will go away. We want steady growth and building. And from a technical standpoint, that was what we would call a key reversal yesterday, which is the markets made a new high and then closed on the absolute low tick of the day. I would look for lower prices here. I think you'll probably see more of a pullback, but again, I think as long as we can, you know, get, we can go down to in feeders, we can go down to 145 or 150 and still be in great shape looking for higher prices. You know, in the fats, I think you can probably look at probably 118 or so and still be in great shape. I think, you know, again, I wouldn't worry about it. I think they're going to be great. I think the two biggest problems are simple. Once we clear out, I think the one who's stuck, it'll let the markets trade freely. And number two, I think that the pullback will be better, and if we can get that backwardation handled between in the fat cattle and get that reversed over, I think we're going to be strong. I do think it's going to be a strong year. I just think we need some work to do here before we can get there.
So, and not wanting to do any pricing if you're a producer out there, especially on a day like today, on ahead into the third and fourth quarters then.
No, but I mean, I'm a big fan, Mark, of always being somewhat protected. I mean, most should be fairly profitable at these levels if they're ownership. and I'd always be willing to, you know, be able to lock in a profit. Again, when I lock in a profit, I don't give up the upside in case we turn into a big market and something goes on and we get feeders back to 240, right? So I think there's a way that you can lock it in and at least know that your baseline is going to be, you know, 149 or 138, whatever numbers you want, but at least you can guarantee that and not worry about it. And then if it does go down, then you can take that money out of it versus sitting there waiting and hoping that it doesn't go down. I think one thing that I think everybody needs to learn is just it's always easier to be in and protected and not have to worry about it because it makes it better for you overall.
And then the hog trade in face of the lower cattle and living down feeder cattle, 90 points higher in the hogs yesterday. What's that tell us?
You know, it's amazing. It held 80, which is amazing. That's what I thought. I said to you, 80 was a key spot. It came right down to 80 and immediately popped back up. They tried to break it late, and it held. They're just really strong. There's either really strong hands in there right now holding them up, or there's something going on. And I think that, again, I'd look to be a seller, but I would wait. I mean, I need to see some more action. But I think a pullback would be healthier and better for the market overall, and I think that would create higher prices longer term.
And outside, we've got a minute to let go here. The financial market, the Dow, rather, and the stock market here. Any thoughts there generally for the audience as you see the economy and the stock market?
Well, I think the stock market's going to be in trouble here pretty soon. I mean, it's really overextended as far as I'm concerned. I think that you've got a couple of key factors coming out. You've got the European Central Bank's meeting tomorrow morning, which will create some action. You've got the Fed next week. I think you're seeing markets going a lot of weird places. You've got gold rallying and the bonds rallying and the stock market rallying. That's not a good relationship. One of them's wrong. So we'll see how that happens. And of course, oil had a little bit of a bounce. And I think that oil is going to head, you know, probably has a chance to get to 50 before it goes down. But I still believe that $40 is the number on oil before I'd want to start to hedge my fuel cost.
BubbaTrading.com is the website. Todd Horwich, thanks for joining us to lead things off this morning. Appreciate it. We'll see you on the Market Day Report.
Thanks, Mark. Have a great day. And, of course, that was me with Mark Oppelt from Rural Rally Radio, which is also RFD TV. And in the meantime, you know, again, you just heard what I said. And, of course, turns out I was pretty good, pretty right. Again, we're not always right, but we always try to at least give the right information. In the meantime, go to audibletrial.com/The Bubba Show and download yourself a book and give The Bubba Show a helping hand and see if you like it. Great site, great information, and great books. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horwitz, LibertyTalk.fm. Download the show every day as well as The Sporting Edge. And, of course, this is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horwitz. Have a great day. Not a great day. I'll be right back after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horwitz. Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horwitz with you. And of course, what the hell are we looking at here and what do we got going on? And, you know, we've got the ECB, we've got the Fed, but we got a bunch of nothing, right? And, you know, what are we seeing? We're seeing, you know, gold maybe taking a little bit of sell off, but I think looking really good. I think one of the things we're kind of not watching and I think we're not paying attention to is the underlying fear that's in the markets. You know, one of the reasons that, you know, assets like gold and things like that rally is there is a little bit of fear. The bonds have been totally ridiculous with the way that they've been rallying. I know they've come off the last couple of days, but they're at, you know, ridiculous levels. You know, I think, again, we missed the point, and this is the typical trap for the retail investor, which is just, you just, you know, figure, okay, it's okay now, it's safe. You know, Marathon Man, it's safe. But, you know, what has necessarily changed, all right, you know, from a standpoint of, you know, economics? Nothing. Again, I would say that, you know, many middle class are still in a recession. I've said this all along, I haven't changed. I think that you've got more problems in the healthcare industry. Anthem now dropped coverage. I mean, how are people going to get healthcare? Right? I think that, you know, we have housing issues. You know, there's a few places that are great. So where does it end? How does it become better? And how do we change it? And I think that is the bigger issue. from our standpoint is, you know, how are we going to, you know, figure out things better? You know, if you ever noticed, you hear only the billionaires talking about how good it is. And of course, you know, they benefit in markets like this and in times like this because they're not selling and they just keep buying depressed assets. So, you know, I think the reporting, I think the job that the media has done on this entire period has been brutal. You know, and look, I'm not saying, let's face it. You know, I say this all the time, the markets are going to go up 9% year over year. But for them to be drooling over the markets today and to be telling you that this time is different and they're going up and everything. And if this happens, man, we're going to go to the moon. You know, everybody forgets that markets are very much ahead of the game. And you can tell that the markets are just sitting back waiting for a reason to sell off. They don't have that reason yet, which is why they're not selling off. All right. And I think, you know, you look at a guy like Jim Chanos, right? He's big short guy, right? You know, he's selling Tesla. Now, he's been short a long time. Don't get me wrong. He's getting pounded. But he's definitely shorted. And he's saying that it's ridiculous. Now, again, he got more money than I do. But, you know, I went through that situation in the 90s with Yahoo and others that I knew that they could not sustain, but of course they sustained longer than I thought, and of course I had to cover. But at the end of the day, you know, does anybody really believe that Tesla's got this valuation? I mean, they don't make any money. There's a lot going on, and I'm not telling you to short it. I mean, I'm just saying that, you know, you look at the ridiculous valuations of certain things. It's got to make you scratch your head a little bit. Okay, again, this is not a tell you that the markets are going down, but when you start to see certain things happen, you got to wonder, you know, what is behind this stuff and how can it possibly be? You know, at least Amazon makes money. Now, I think they're a little bit overdone as well. But again, with the lack of anything else to go, you know, there's not much to talk about. So, you know, you're seeing, you know, a company that's still beloved. So, again, even though I believe they're a little bit overvalued, but they do have a great business model and a great company. All right. But, you know, when you start to hear from the guys like Chanos and Drexler and others that are known shorts, that are known to usually be on the right path, all right? But again, it doesn't mean that they're going to be on the right path today. It just means that they're getting ready. They're starting to think about it, right? I think that that's something that you have to look at. Now, again, from a small investor standpoint, there's no reason to think about the market's going down, okay? Because you're not going to do anything about it. You can't prepare. All you can do is hedge yourself. But one of the things you can do is you can use, you know, the futures market, you know, to trade with. And I think this is where markets like this, I think, is where we miss out if you don't understand futures, because they're really great. They're really, from a trader standpoint, the best vehicle that there is. And I think that, you know, one of the things you miss out on is that, you know, it's a pure trade. There's no premiums. There's no worried about the VIX. Okay. I think that, you know, that's what my class is all about. It's about, you know, teaching you to understand and where you can be a part-time day trader and trade when you want. And I think that's the important thing about what we're talking about is that I don't want you in front of the screen all the time, especially in markets like they are now. You know, the slower markets get, the more likely you and me are to make a mistake. Okay? Because again, it human nature, you know, the psychology of trading brings problems. You know, boredom creates problems. Okay? Markets like this create problems. And again, this is why, you know, I warn, you know, you all the time about, you know, how active to be, what things you should be doing. But this is also a point in time that if you want to trade, and again, you don't have to be there in front of it all the time. You should look at, you know, the futures program, because futures are the purest. They have no
you know, regulations from a Reg T or margin and things like that. So you really get a lot more bang for your trading buck. And again, I think it's a way to get through markets that are brutal from a longer term standpoint or from the swing trading standpoint, because even though we see it going up, it's been hard, you know, unless you chase on some of the momentums. So, you know, we'll see what that all brings. But I just urge you to check it out for yourself. Again, it doesn't have to be through me. I enjoy hanging out with you and I enjoy bringing information. Obviously, if you're looking to do some of these programs, then obviously it's great to have you aboard. But if not, it's not going to stop me from trying to help educate you either way. And I think that that's important to understand, that I'm trying to give you the straight out story. Okay, I'm not trying to give you anything other than exactly what I see is going on, which is why, you know, I really hate the media right now, because they don't give you what the facts are. They got each and every person trying to blow smoke up your potatoes, and they don't want to give you the what the real story is, because you might tune it off. You might not be in watching, helping them with their ratings, which is obviously every ratings point is where it's, you know what, in advertising, you know, the same old. As Bubba always says, it's always about the money. You can tell me whatever you want, but at the end of the day, it is always about the money. And that's what the Bubba Show is about. We talk about money, okay? How do you help it, earn it, save it, run it? In the meantime, this is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, libertytalk.fm. You download the Bubba Show, and you download the Sporting Edge on the weekends. And, of course, our new sponsor, audibletrial.com/The Bubba Show. You can download some of the books on tape or the books on, you know, on computer, and really great. And of course, we've been talking about Fed Up, our book, our friend Danielle DiMartino Booth, who will be back on here, who worked for the Fed, spills the guts and the goods on what happens inside the Federal Reserve. This is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Have a great day, everybody. We'll see you back here tomorrow, same time. I got a special surprise for you tomorrow. Got something to talk about with a special guest as well. So make sure you tune it in, because I think you're going to have a good time. This is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Same time, same station. Thanks, everybody. Have a great day. We'll see you later.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.